Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, praise team. Thank you for our musicians for leading us in that song. We're going to see that God is abundant in his mercy and love for us today in our time together and the message I have to share with you this morning. I don't know if any of you can recall a time in which you were kind of living in survival mode, just trying to get by in life. And I don't know if you noticed it, but when you are living in survival mode, whatever that moment was in your life, you tend to ask this question: will I have enough? Will I have enough water? Will I have enough supplies? Will I have enough food to get by? Consider the story of Louis Zamperini. True story. Louis was on a B-24 bomber over the Pacific during World War II. At a time in which the bomber was hit and crashed into the Pacific Ocean. Now, thankfully, in that crash that occurred, three of the 11 crew members survived the initial impact. Thankfully, inflatable rafts came up onto the ocean, and that allowed those three survivors to kind of just exist for a little while. Even more thankfully, inside of those rafts were some provisions. And one of the provisions, some of you in the military may know this, were chocolate bars. Ration D chocolate bars. Everyone have a Ration D chocolate bar? Nobody? You have? Cool. How did it taste? Is it good? Not good. All right. Well, being on the ocean on an inflatable raft, it probably tasted pretty good, I can imagine. And the three guys came together, Lewis, a guy named Mac, and then another man. His name's not been recorded in history. I don't know what his name was. But they came together with a plan. Their plan was this. Each man could have a square of chocolate in the morning and then in the evening. Sounded like a great plan. But that first night, the man named Mac became overwhelmed with the survival-type situation that he was in. And the crash and really the trauma of it all really overtook his mind, and it just changed his thinking. And instead of looking at the other men as his crewmates that had gone through tragedy, he looked upon them as his enemies. And that night, while the two other individuals slept on the inflatable raft, Mac went and unwrapped the chocolate bars and ate all the chocolate. Louis Zamperini writes about that story. True story. Now, my friends, I think in a funny way we can relate to that story in our own lives. Did you show up this morning in survivor mentality? No, Carol didn't. But I'm sure there are others that have. I know some have. Survival mentality really leads us to that question, will I have enough? Will I have enough supplies? Will I have enough food? That sort of thing. And we all have lived through it because I'm going to recall what happened just a couple years ago. Do you remember that we, a couple years ago, were living through the toilet paper drought? The beginning of the pandemic. If you paid attention to the media, the media was saying, we're running out of toilet paper. How will we survive? And the encouragement at that moment was to go to the grocery store and buy as much as possible. Were you one of those individuals that went, you don't have to raise your hand. Were you one of those individuals that went to the grocery store to get some toilet paper in survival mode moment? Now, I chuckled. I was one of those people that didn't do that. I didn't run to the grocery store. I kind of may have said a few jokes here or there about those people that did, that sort of thing. But then after a couple weeks, I had my own moment, I have to admit and confess. I had my Costco parking lot moment. Have you had a Costco parking lot moment? Driving through the Costco parking lot, I saw a man, not with the grocery carts that we're used to you go to the grocery stores with, but he had one of those, I don't know what you call them, like a flat. And boy, did he have a lot of toilet paper on his flat, pushing two flats to his car. And at that moment, I think I snapped. I was in survival. I don't know if it was the media saying, you need to go get toilet paper. I don't know if it was just seeing the sight of a man with more toilet paper. I don't know how he got it into his car. But I got angry. See, all of a sudden the man was an enemy. And the first thing that I did was I parked my car and I ran in and got some toilet paper myself. Fully admit, I confess that I did that. That's what happens when we live in survival mode. We really ask that question, will I have enough? And then the next thing that happens just after that is that we begin to think of other people as our enemies and as threats. And over the last couple of years, there's been a lot of that, hasn't there? There's been a lot of coming up with enemies for those who didn't vote maybe the way that I did, or enemies for those who thought a certain way, or enemies for living the way that they do. There's been a lot of enemies in the world in the last couple years, even beyond that, to the very beginning of time.